The epistle for Septuagesima Sunday is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9. Brethren, do you not know that those who run in a race all indeed run, but one receives the prize? So run as to obtain it. And everyone in a contest abstains from all things, and they indeed to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable one. I therefore so run, as not without a purpose. I so fight, as not beating the air. But I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps after preaching to others I myself should be rejected. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized in Moses, in the cloud, and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock which followed them, but the rock was Christ. Yet with most of them, God was not well pleased. And then the gospel is taken from that according to St. Matthew chapter 20. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And about the third hour he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, Go you also into the vineyard, and I will give you whatever is just. So they went. And again he went out about the sixth and about the ninth hour and did as before. But about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, Why do you stand here all the day idle? And they said to him, Because no man has hired us. He said to them, Go you also into the vineyard. But when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning from the last even to the first. Now when they of the 11th hour had come, they received each a denarius. And when the first in their turn came, they thought that they should receive more, but they also received each his denarius. And one receiving it, and on receiving it, they began to murmur against the householder, saying, These last have worked a single hour, and thou hast put them on a level with us who have borne the burden of the day's heat. But answering one of them, he said, Friend, I do thee no injustice. Didst thou not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is thine and go. I choose to give to this last even as to thee. Have I not a right to do what I choose? Or art thou envious because I am good? Even so, the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. So then, this Septuagesima Sunday, begin the preparation for the coming of the Lent. That Septuagesima used to be considered the first Sunday or the first day of the liturgical year previous to 1,000 years ago. And then the last 800 years or so, it was moved to the first Sunday of Advent being considered the first Sunday of the liturgical year. And the epistle and gospel are laid out in the Mass today, keeping in mind that it was considered the very first Sunday of the liturgical year. And so as an epistle and gospel to tell us how to live for the entirety of the next year. Nowadays we consider that first Sunday to be the first Sunday of Advent, and we consider the liturgical year more in a historical aspect as the history of the world and the history of the life of Christ taken from an historical angle. But in olden times, it was taken from more of a theological angle, and the centerpiece of the life of Christ is the crucifix. And since that is the centerpiece, they considered the first day of the liturgical year, the first day that prepares for the crucifixion. And that's today. The Septuagesima season of the next 3 Sundays is 3 Sundays of getting ready for Lent so that we can get ready for the crucifixion and then bear the benefits of the crucifixion, which is our salvation. And so the epistle and gospel of today are laid out partly in preparation for the immediate purpose of Septuagesima, which is to get ready for the crucifixion, to get ready for the season of Lent, and then also to prepare for the entire year. And so, to put things in perspective, in the epistle, St. Paul says, run that you may obtain the prize. and fight, not as without a purpose, as one beating the air, but we fight with a purpose and we run in order to obtain the prize. And then we remember that all were under the cloud with Moses, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, but with most of them, God was not well pleased. And so as a warning, as we begin the liturgical year, or as it used to be considered the beginning of the liturgical year, that we had better be those who run, and not those who are under the cloud, and those who live according to the spiritual food, live according to the spiritual drink, and not only receive the spiritual food, receive the spiritual drink. Don't waste another year. And that we have to run to attain the prize, and the prize that we're striving to attain is heaven. And so that's the essential doctrine of the epistle. And in the gospel, there is the history of salvation taken from another angle. The householder went out to find people to work in his vineyard. He went out to hire. And we'll take the commentary today on the gospel primarily from St. John of the Cross, also St. Augustine and Bishop Herrera. And St. John of the Cross tells us, he says that our Lord went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And the early time in the morning was when he created Adam and Eve. And those who are hired, says St. John of the Cross, as well as St. Augustine, are those who have free will. For God made every single part of the universe for His glory. And it's all part of His vineyard. But He only hired those who have free will. So this concept of employment involves the employer and the employee. The employer says, I want you to work for me. But then the employee has to say, I choose to work for you. Those creatures that do not have free will cannot be hired. And so the laborer went out, the householder went out to hire early in the morning. And the first that he hired were Adam and Eve, says St. John of the Cross. And they decided not to work for the householder and not to do their work in the vineyard. In fact, they were kicked out of the Garden of Paradise because of their sins. And so then God the Son was sent to the earth in order to go out and do more hiring at the third hour, at the sixth hour, at the ninth hour, and even at the 11th hour. And so we have at the third hour the hiring of those before the timing of coming of Christ. The sixth hour, the hiring of those of the life of Christ. The ninth hour, the hiring of those from the life of Christ towards the end of the world. And at the 11th hours, those will be hired to do His work in the vineyard at the very end of the world. And then we also consider this laboring in the vineyard with the life of the soul. Not only the history of the world, but the life of the soul. That Jesus Christ is always hiring. Our Lord wants us to come into His vineyard and work, no matter how old we are, or no matter how far we have gone down far away from Him in the spiritual life, or how many years of our life that we have wasted by being in the market idle. He will come to us early in the morning, those of us that are baptized and raised in the faith. Come at the third hour, who in our youth entered into the church, or in our youth came into the service of God. At the sixth hour, at the ninth hour, and even at the 11th hour, as we lie on our deathbed, our Lord is hiring. And He comes into the soul of a man who's lived away from the church for all of his life. He comes in at the 11th hour and He says, even now I want to hire you to come into work in my vineyard. And so our Lord is hiring at all times as long as we are alive on this earth. And so the now hiring sign, so to speak, remains in the divine window that He wants us to come into His vineyard. And then who is going to be saved, says St. John of the Cross. And here he's quoting in part St. Augustine. It says there are two kinds of souls. There are those who labor in the vineyard, and there are those who stand in the marketplace idle. And all the world is divided amongst these two kinds of souls. Those in the vineyard, those who are idle. Now those who are going to be saved are going to be the laborers, and there are many laborers who will not be saved, and those in His vineyard, and there are many in the vineyard who will not be saved. But it'll be those who labor in His vineyard, who both labor and are in the vineyard doing His work. And then St. John of the Cross says, there are many ministers, many priests of God who are in His vineyard who will not be saved because they are in His vineyard, but they are not His laborers. And there are many laborers who work, but they will not be saved because they do not work in His vineyard. Only those who work in the vineyard are the ones who will be saved. And they are going to be paid one denarius. Whether they come in at the 11th hour or the 9th or 6th or the 3rd hour, they're going to be paid one denarius. All receive the same pay. Why, says St. John of the Cross, why is it that we are going to get precisely the same pay no matter at what time we come in to the work in His vineyard? And the reason is because Christ does not pay us for our work. He doesn't pay us for the things that we do. And that is why those who bore the heat of the day did not receive more than those who came in the middle of the night. But rather His pay scale, says St. John of the Cross, is based on love. He does not pay us for what we do, but He pays us for the love with which we do our work, whatever it is. And whatever work is done, no matter how great, and no matter where we stand in the vineyard, if that work is not done for love, it will not receive pay. Many laborers will be damned. And St. Paul speaks about it in the epistle when he says, lest preaching the gospel to others, I myself should be rejected. I chastise my body and put it under subjection. For it is not enough that I preach the word of Christ in order to be saved. I must love and live that word. And if I don't love and live that word, I will not be paid. And our Lord did say of the apostles and His disciples that they are laborers. Pray to the harvest, to the Lord of the harvest, that He send laborers into the harvest. And later on He says, but the laborer is worthy of his hire. And St. John of the Cross says, the laborer is to labor with love in all the things that he does. And here it is, the love of God. And then Bishop Herrera, in his commentary on St. John of the Cross, says, when we walk through the world, we can have our eyes aiming downward. There are some who walk through life with their eyes cast to the ground. These shall not be saved. For they are looking down upon the things of the earth, whether they be priests or not, wherever they fit in the vineyard of Christ. And they are looking down on the things of the earth, and they're counting things materially, and they're doing the work themselves. And St. Augustine says, you who do the work yourselves, you shall have to reward yourselves. But you are made out of nothing, and therefore nothing shall be your reward. Those who work by themselves, who have great confidence in their own power and their own ability and do great things, but it is not done with the love of Christ, they shall receive their own reward, which is nothing, followed by eternal damnation. For they are not laborers in the vineyard. They are laborers for themselves, even though they may find themselves in the vineyard. And so it is necessary that we be laborers in the vineyard of our Lord in order to be saved. And the labor is the labor of love. And then St. John of the Cross speaks of the different kinds of labor. What are the kinds of labor that we can do before our Lord Jesus Christ? Since the denarius is given for those who love, those who work the best are those that are most focused on what gets the pay. And nowadays in the modern world, what is going to, in the sales world, who's going to make the most sales? Who is going to give the biggest benefit to our company? He's the one that's going to get the biggest raise. And St. John of the Cross says, who is going to do what is most appreciated and what's going to get the pay from our Lord Jesus Christ? And since He pays based on love, those who devote their lives to love get the biggest pay. And then he explains the examples. That is, those who live in contemplative life. The great example of Saint Mary Magdalene. There was a woman who was a prostitute and lived an evil life. But one day, in the 11th hour, she came to our Lord Jesus Christ and she wept and her tears fell upon His feet and she wiped with her hair His feet. And the Pharisees stood around and they said, if He knew what manner of woman this was, He would not let her be near Him. But He turned to them and said, she has been forgiven because she loved much. And so she went into a new life. She is like those who are in the 11th hour. There are many souls in the world who are committing great sins now, but the only reason is because they have no true object worthy of their love. And this was the problem of Mary Magdalene. She wisely saw the worthlessness of men, but she did not understand the worth of God. And therefore, she went out through her life committing great sins and wasting herself in sin until one day she saw someone worth loving. And then she came to Him and she poured tears upon His feet. And she left behind all of the other foolish loves. And by this one act of love, our Lord forgot every single evil thing that she had ever done. Because He only wants those who are going to get paid because they love Him. And while she was offending Him greatly for many years, at that moment He saw only her love and therefore she is forgiven. And then later on, we find that she is at the feet of our Lord. And Martha comes up to our Lord and says, Lord, tell her to get to work. And our Lord says to Martha, you are solicitous about many things, Martha, but she has chosen the better part. She is doing a much greater work than you can ever do. And therefore, she will receive the greater reward. For she is filled with a deeper love, and therefore she will be a greater saint. There our Lord gauges the saints. Mary was better than Martha. He preferred Mary to Martha. He preferred John to the other apostles. He had his preferable, those whom he preferred, because they were more immersed in the divine love. We call St. John the apostle of love, the apostle of charity, the only one of the 12 apostles that did not die a martyr's death, the youngest of the 12 apostles, and the one who was stated clearly in the gospel to be Christ's favorite. He measures things differently. He pays according to His measure, and His measure is love. We must work, says Bishop Herrera, and we must not despise Martha because she has done a lower work, but her work is only valuable, the cooking and cleaning and so on, because she does it for her Master, and because she does it for the love of her Lord, and that applying this to daily life, Bishop Herrera says, we cannot be laborers in the vineyard unless we unite our labor to prayer. That is the only way to connect our work so that it can be fruitful. That's why we tell the children all the way up until the day of their death to say the morning offering, to offer up all of our prayers, works, and satisfactions to our Lord in reparation for our sins, and that we may gain merit throughout the day, so that all of our actions are connected to His vineyard, and that everything we do is labor done in His vineyard. And no matter how small the labor or how great, the great labor being the contemplative labor, the small labor being the active labor, no matter how great our labor or how small it is, it shall be rewarded as long as it is united in charity. And charity is the measure, and charity is the rule. And in the marketplace, that is a place where we work hard, but for no gain. We work hard, but it is idleness before God. Because God made man, says St. Augustine. Why are the workers of the world called idle? Because God made man to work out his salvation. And those who do not work out their salvation are lazy and are idle. It doesn't matter how many hours they do, 24/7. If they are not working out their salvation, they are idle. If we want to be saved, we need to transform our work and not stand in the marketplace of the world wasting time. And even if we have wasted time throughout the rest of our lives, even at the 11th hour, and that is this hour, Christ calls us into His vineyard. We know not the day or the hour that He is going to call us into eternity. For each one of us here, this day could be the 11th hour. So we come into His vineyard. Realize that our Lord is hiring, because no man hath hired us, is what they said. Our Lord is hiring. Come into His vineyard. Do all that you do for His glory. Work for His church. And make sure that it is done with charity. Work done without charity is of no value. And so we must unite our work to charity. And then also, in closing, the great example of the greatest worker in the vineyard of our Lord is the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is the only worker who can be said not only to follow her Master, but she actually carried Him into the temple. The rest of us follow the Master, but the Blessed Virgin carried Him into the temple for the first time on February the 2nd, 40 days after He was born. She sent Him to the crucifixion. She sent Him to perform His first miracle. She not only obeyed Him and followed Him, but she also sent Him. And so she labored on both sides. And Christ decreed, by the divine disposition, our Lord could not do His work without being carried in her arms and being sent by her. And therefore, she is the one that will teach us how to be a laborer in His vineyard. And our Lord Himself was also a laborer. He hired Himself when He came to this earth. And He went and died for our sins as a worker in the vineyard. And He was hired through the mediation of Mary. And He has decreed by His divine dispensation that we also be hired through her mediation. And if we want to be laborers in His vineyard and find ourselves in the kingdom of heaven, then we need to be in the arms of the Blessed Virgin, to have a strong devotion to her, and allow ourselves to be carried by her to her Son. She will teach us how to work in the vineyard of Christ, and she will make sure that when the day of judgment comes, her Son will reward us. And so, we'll close it at that. And God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.